streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your host, Boyd and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back. I gotta do right before they
call me home. Good evening, and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Boyd. And our topic is, as always, the streets don't love you back. Join us every Wednesday night with real people, real stories, and real changes as we hear the truth about gangs, drugs, violence, abuse, and other life issues. We have a great show for you tonight with our guest, Miss Ebony Archer. She's the founder of Youth Speak Out, Inc., and also the executive producer of the Youth Speak Out TV show. The Youth Speak Out, Inc. is a non-for-profit that provides a platform for an outlet for the youth to speak out, speak up, and speak against the different issues and concerns. Ebony is also the founder of Stop the Violence Campaign. Ebony is a gifted singer, and because of her inspiring voice, she is now known as The Inspirer. Ebony just released her first EP called The Breakthrough on June 29th underneath her independent label, Entertainment Company, Inspired by Purpose, Inc. The purpose of the company is to use entertainment to spread the message of inspiration. So before we bring her on, let me welcome Boyd to the show.
Yes, I just want to thank everybody who tunes into the show every Wednesday night. And we just want to give a big shout out to everybody across the country that's doing great things and that's making a difference in this world. And we just want to give a shout out to all our soldiers that's educating kids behind the walls. And the movement is in 150 prisons across the country, federal and state. And we just like to say thank you. And without further ado, we'll pass the mic over to our guest, and she can formally introduce herself. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, everyone. My name is Ebony Archer from Chicago. And like they said earlier, I'm the founder of You Speak Out Incorporated and also the Stop the Violence Campaign here in Chicago.
All right. Thank you. So tell us a little bit about yourself, Ebony. What part of the city in Chicago did you grow up?
Well, actually, I grew up in the south suburbs of Chicago, which is Harvey. And, you know, I grew up, that's where my childhood was. And I've been, you know, growing up there maybe all my life. But recently, you know, because of the cause that I have, I've been affiliated with different people in Chicago and things like that. And now Harvey, which I have grown up, is also experienced violence and is spreading in Chicago. But definitely, I grew up in the south suburb of Chicago.
All right. So obviously, you've seen a lot of crime and different things, but how are you able to kind of stay out of the streets, or maybe you didn't, but I see that you sang in a church choir starting at age 8, so I'm assuming that you were able to kind of stay away from the streets and the violence. Tell us a little bit about that.
You know, I come from a two-parent home. Mother and a father, and I think that's the number one key, because as you look, especially in Chicago, a lot of youth that's involved in the violence don't have that two-parent household. They're either living in broken homes, a single-parent home, they live with grandparents. They don't know where the mother or the father is. So I think one way and one reason why I'm here is that God's blessed me with to be able to have two parents, but not only that, I was brought up in a, you know, Christian background, a Christian family. I was brought up in church. And so I just think because I was involved in church and the different youth ministries and, you know, and different things like that, the church choir and the praise dance, that kind of kept me away from trouble, kind of kept me focused, because I had that strong family background. I had that strong Christian background to kind of help guide me and to kind of mold me who I am today. And so I just think it's so crucial. I think family, I think it starts with the home. And a lot of youth and a lot of young adults now didn't have that back then. So I just think that's one main reason why it kind of, you know, helped me stay away from the violence and kind of kept me focused because I had two parents at home.
That's right. And so you went to school in Chicago and graduated from high school there?
Yes.
And so tell us a little bit about in high school and as a young adult, how you got more involved in music. You said you were raised in the church, you sang in the choirs, but what made you want to actually become an artist?
Well, at the age of 8, not only did I join my church choir, but I joined a renowned gospel group called Walt Whitman and Soul Church in Chicago. And through them, you know, it was a great experience. I shared a stage through the Soul Church with Yolanda Adams, Donald Clark, and Celine Dion, Nick Carter. But one thing that I did learn by me singing, just by me being involved with that group, is basically, you know, the reality of what it was to become an artist. But not only that, but what it takes to be an artist and to be successful in the industry. You know, anybody that's involved in the music industry is a tough business. You really got to know the ins and outs and basically learn and know the industry. You know, but one thing I can say is that through that experience, even though it was a lot of hard work, it made me fall in love with music even more. Just the, you know, the feeling I get when I'm on stage and, you know, minister to other people and just touching people's lives. You know, that really just wanted me to really go into music. And music and singing is something that I've always done since the age of 4. So it's always been, you know, something that God has, the calling that God put on my life. And so ever since then, it's something that I always want to do. In high school, that's when I really just got more involved with it. You know, I did different, you know, musicals, theater, sang in the choir, did different musical competitions, was in band. And so I just, you know, just built upon my gift and just started perfecting my gift. And that's why the age of 20, I started to do my own record label entertainment company, which is called Inspire by Purpose, to not only just to produce music, but to also produce and to share music and with others to inspire and motivate them, but essentially lead them to Christ as well.
Amen. Yeah, that's a definitely a good, you know, goal and a good trend to set right there, because once you help self, you know, it's your job and duty to reach out to help others. So that's definitely a good look right there. And what would you tell the youth nowadays that's trying to get to where you at with the music and don't know how to get there, and the ones that's out here trapped in this game and got talent and don't know how to get there? What would you tell them?
Well, I think number one is about identity. In the music industry now, it's so many artists out there. You know, it's everybody's trying to do music, everybody's trying to rap, everybody's trying to sing. But one thing that you got to have is a uniqueness. What makes you you? What makes you going to stand out amongst the thousands of artists in the United States and the nation? And I just think that first you got to identify yourself and identify your music and what sound and what impact do you want to leave. And I just think that's essential because, you know, when you're in the industry and you're so young, you tend to lose yourself if you really don't know that direction that you want to go. So I said number one is about just finding your identity, find out who you are as an artist and what's going to make you stand out. And once you find and once you discover that and once you, you know, decide on what kind of impact and what kind of artist you want to be in your image, you definitely, it takes dedication, hard work, faith, and consistency. You got to work hard. You got to be determined. You got to have faith that you're able to do it and to accomplish those dreams. But you got to be consistent. You got to always be out there. You always got to promote. You always got to be doing something to keep your name in people's faces. So I always tell, you know, my peers, it's not easy. The music industry is not easy at all. But if it's something that you really want to do and it's something that you're passionate about, you got to work hard. And that's in anything that you want to do. You got to work hard. You got to be consistent.
Amen. And that's definitely a proper, you know what I mean, address to that situation, you know. And let's talk about your album that's out. You know, what do you look for your fans and people that's listening to your music? What are you looking for them to perceive out of your music?
Well, the leading single off of that is called Gotta Believe in Me. And the reason why I think we decided to go with that is that, you know, God Believe in Me is just such a message within the self. You know, we got, especially me just working with the violence and with the youth here, a lot of them don't believe in themselves just because of how they grew up. Like I said earlier, you know, they come from single-parent homes. Some of them had their mother, was a crack addict and came from the west side of Chicago and seeing this and see their friends dying, friendly faces and things like that. And so when you grow up in that type of environment or when you go through certain things, sometimes you lose belief in yourself. But one thing that I wanted to address in the song and what I wanted to convey in that song is that no matter what people say, no matter what your circumstances is, no matter what you're going through now, if you just have faith and believe in yourself, then the impossible is possible. But first, you got to start with you. You got to believe, and nobody else believing in you. You got to believe in yourself that whatever you put your mind to, whatever you want to achieve, you can achieve. And I just think that the rest of my music is just inspiring, you know, just motivational, encouraging. And I think now, since, you know, the economy's down and people losing, you know, their houses or people losing their family members to violence and things like that, I just think it's now the time where music needs to be encouraging, needs to be empowering, needs to send out positive messages instead of such a negative messages that music is sending out today. So that's when people listen to my music, that's what I want them to hear. I want them to hear to be motivated. I want them to be uplifted, but most of all, be encouraged.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's great. So without further ado, I'm going to pass the mic to my missus, and we're going to get to that song, you know, and bring it to the world and let them vibe with that.
Okay.
All right. So we know that you just had a great release party for this first single. So tell us a little bit about how that went.
You know, it was great. We had, you know, different artists out, upcoming artists here in Chicago. And, you know, the whole atmosphere, you know, was this positive, full of energy. And, you know, the crowd was really reacting well. And I think the purpose of that concert was to really just show in Chicago, you know, it's always the bad being promoted. Every time you hear people think of Chicago, they think of the violence, they think of the bad things. But one thing that we did want to show in that concert through that event, that there are, you know, young, especially African-American children or youth or young adults, they're doing something positive, they're using their talents to better the community or just to reach out and to uplift others. And so that's what I think through that night, that's what, you know, we wanted to show people, and I think that's the message that people, you know, really grasped that night. So it was a very good turnout. It went very well, very positive energy on that night.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and let's listen to this first single that she has out, and it's called Gotta Believe in Me. We'll be right back.
But no one can stop me but me.
I gotta keep trying.
Yo, this your man T-Rob, the Quiet Giant, and you are listening to The Streets Don't Love You Back with Rob and Lucinda Boyd. We Global Blunt Entertainment Universal, baby. Don't forget that, you. Yo, this your man T-Rob, the Quiet Giant.
Yeah, right back with The Streets Don't Love You Back, hottest radio show worldwide. And we're kicking it with our guest tonight, and she's bringing positive energy, positive message to the platform. And we're just thanking her for coming on the show tonight to bring it around the world at what she do. And we're going to get with her right now. So we would like to say that's a great single right there. And we want you to keep up the good work on that. And let's talk about everything else dealing with the album, because I'm feeling that.
You know, basically just based off of that, you know, that song, God Believe in Me, is high energy, it's upbeat, and, you know, the rest of the music, the rest of the song is very upbeat. I love upbeat music. You know, I love the whole drive, you know, the whole feeling when you get when you, you know, when you listen to upbeat music, you want to dance, you know, you're more hyper, you know, you more, you know, you get that more energized feeling. And I just think, you know, just because I'm writing inspirational music and motivating music, I just want that same type of energy just to, you know, be conveyed through the music as well. And so the whole rest of my music, the rest of the songs off of the EP is very high, upbeat, you know, very fun, but yet they all have a message, you know, and a encouraging message as well. And so, and that's, you know, I think just as an artist, like I was saying earlier, that's what I identify myself as, is basically as an inspirer. You know, I just think that God has called me to do my music, but he called me to inspire people through it. And so
Amen.
The whole album, you know, is just that feeling. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. And we want to get into your organization and helping the youth and everything. Let's talk a little bit about that.
You Speak Out is actually a new organization I just formed this year. The reason why, you know, I decided to form it is, you know, the violence, of course, everybody knows, I think everybody knows how bad the violence is in Chicago. And, you know, it's been a big talk of the solutions. How are we trying to reach the youth? How can we stop the violence? How can we, you know, make an impact, a positive impact that's going to be effective to kind of slow down the violence in Chicago? And one of the things that I found out is that a lot of youth don't feel like they have a voice, don't feel like, you know, they're not heard, you know. And at times when you keep all that inside of you and keep all this anger and this hurt that you've been feeling inside, it causes a result of anger and eventually leads to violence. And so I definitely want to provide a platform where, you know, the youth can have the ability to speak out, have the ability to be heard, and to talk about the different issues such as violence or the many issues that they're facing, because I think that's so essential, and at the end it helps because you release that anger and all that negative energy. And so that's where You Speak Out comes to play. We base our organizations off of four principles, which is to educate, to empower, to elevate, and to execute. I do believe that in order to be successful in life, whatever you want to, whatever field, you know, you want to go in, you got to be educated. And once you're educated, you're empowered because you have the knowledge that you need. And once you're empowered, you'll be able to elevate yourself to the level where you can execute productively. And so through You Speak Out, you know, I definitely see it happening, and it will have a positive impact. Where we mostly focus on the areas of entertainment, music, film and TV. But, you know, eventually we want to get our scholarships to, you know, children that deal with the different fine arts and things like that. But it's definitely a organization where we allow the youth to really voice their opinions and to really allow them to be heard. And we just think that as an organization, we think that's very essential.
Amen for that, you know. I'm going to pass the mic to my missus, and I just want to say you're doing a great, wonderful job, and we just want you to keep continue pushing forward like the Creator is allowing you to and blessing you to not only to help self, but to continue to help others. So I would just want to give you a big shout out on that.
Thank you.
All right, and you're only 21 years old, Ebony?
Yes, yes.
Wow. You are just so smart and so empowered yourself to do the things that you're doing. It's just awesome to see a young adult stepping up and stepping out and trying to make a difference, because, I mean, that's what we need. We need a new generation of kids that can know that education is a good thing, and, you know, how to go about it, and how to, you know, stay in school, and how you can become an entrepreneur, and how you can do all these things. So we salute you on what you're doing.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Tell us a little bit more about this Youth Speak Out. You started a Stop the Violence campaign. What is that about?
Well, Youth Speak Out, basically through Youth Speak Out, it came with so many doors open. One of the avenues was the Youth Speak Out TV show. And that's another platform where you can speak about different issues and different topics. And so the TV show actually, you know, airs locally here in Chicago every Tuesday on Comcast Channel 19 at 7:30 p.m. We're going to national platform in the fall. And one of the things that we do talk about really heavily on the show is the violence. And that's why, because the violence is so heavy and it's negatively impacting you here in Chicago, we decided to launch the Stop the Violence campaign through You Speak Out. And the Stop the Violence campaign mainly focused on, you know, youth violence. But through that campaign, we definitely not want to just talk about it, you know, talk about the causes, because we already know what the causes are, but we really want to be that organization where we actually provide the solutions. And so through the campaign, we've been hosting different events for the youth, but we've been trying to really find those solutions that have, you know, an impact that has a positive effect, where we know that we can't stop the violence completely, but to the point where we could, you know, dumb it down or, you know, slow it down a lot. And so, you know, through the Stop the Violence campaign, we want to not only talk about the solutions, but provide them as well.
Wow. And so you have a radio show or a TV show or both?
We have both. We have a radio show that comes on our network every Tuesday at 7 o'clock. And basically, you know, on that show, we really allow the, you know, the youth to really be in control of that. So whatever, you know, topics they want to be discussed that they can't see to talk about, where is entertainment, where is the violence, where is this anything they feel like needs to be talked about, if not, that's what that show is all about. We also promote youth in the community that do some positive in their community, in their schools, in their churches as well. And so Youth Speak Out radio show is basically, and a TV show, it's basically about the youth and basically, you know, trying to promote positive. And one thing that we do want to change is that Chicago is not all bad. And I really want to stress that. Every time you see, you know, Chicago, you're thinking every kid in the community is bad. But it's not. It's a lot of children, it's a lot of youth, young adults my age. They're doing some positive in the community, but it's not getting the exposure or recognition that they need. So one thing through You Speak Out, through the TV show, that we want to change is, yes, there's negative, and there's a lot of things that we do need to deal with, but yet let's provide a platform where people can see more of the positive side of Chicago, so we can give the young adults hope, telling them that, no, it's not all bad, that you can have a future and you can reach your dreams, you know. So we want to provide a positive outlook on it to give the youth hope as well.
Do you find that the kids that come on the show and talk, are they coming up with a lot of solutions, maybe?
You know, one thing, like I said, is not being hurt, or, you know, they feel like, you know, being a young adult, I think in this day and age, versus being a young adult back 20 years ago is different. We have to deal with a lot. And social media is really play a huge role. You know, you got the YouTube, you got the Facebook, you got the Twitter. And so because of that, you know, youth are more exposed to that. And because of that, it's actually playing a big part in the violence, because now you got to deal with bullying. You got to deal with, you know, people threatening each other on Facebook, on Twitter. And actually, last year, a young man died, you know, with another gang and things like that because of a Twitter beef, you know. And so these are the issues and these are the things, you know, that's been brought up, is that social media is supposed to be, you know, to connect with your friends and to be something innocent. But now it's taken to a drastic measure where, you know, children are actually dying because of what they're saying on Facebook and what's happened over Twitter and things like that. So that's one of the things that's really been a hot topic, is where the social media is another reason why the violence is going on in Chicago too. And so I think through You Speak Out, the TV show, it brings a lot of attention to things that never been thought about as well.
Right. I know there's been a lot of bullying on you know, Facebook and Twitter and different things, but I think people are more likely to get on there and say something or write something when it's not right up to somebody's face. It's kind of like talking behind their back, but they can get online and do it directly to a person and get a group of people to get on and, you know, be mean to another person. And it's hateful, and it has. I mean, there's a lot of kids that have been destroyed through it and from it.
And, you know, it's actually, you know, kids that committed suicide. I don't know if it was a young lady. I mean, last year, she actually hanged herself because of what the other girls and what people was calling her on Facebook, calling her different names, sending her negative messages and things like that. So social media, though it has its positive perks, you know, but it's just another avenue where people can be so mean and so negative, you know, and eventually, you know, even, you know, cause suicide, you know. And so it's really, you know, a very topic that's very controversial, I think, but I think it's needed, you know, especially with situations like that, cyberbullying. That's becoming way, way more popular now. It's booming people over the internet, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what would you say to kids out here that are being bullied, and whether it's online or just at school?
Well, I just think that you definitely need to tell somebody that you trust. You know, looking at the different situations, you know, a lot of these teens and high school students mainly who are affected by the cyberbullying, you know, kept all in, didn't want to tell their parents, didn't want to tell an adult. But when you're faced with situations like that where people constantly bullying you, constantly coming at you, you definitely got to let somebody know. Because you don't, you know, it can lead for you thinking about suicide and want to take your own life. So you got to tell somebody that you trust, that you know that will help you in that situation. So I definitely, anybody listening that's being cyberbullied or just bullied, period, please, you know, let somebody know. That's key. So you can get some help. But you can't hold that in at all. You can't hold that in. So I definitely would tell somebody that you trust.
Exactly. And, you know, a lot of those kids, for some reason, it seems to be that they pick on the ones that already have a little bit of low self-esteem or are a little unsure of themselves maybe, or awkward, or even the bullying can make a person get to that point where they're feeling that low self-esteem and feeling like, I'm just not good enough. And, you know, we need to uplift our youth. They're, you know, they're the next generation. We need to uplift them and educate them and let them know that it's okay to be different and it's okay to be you and you're okay. You know, you're fine. Don't let other people try to tell you who you are, you know.
Right, and, you know, I think that's key, you know. And that's the message that I always, you know, tell, you know, period. I think that's my motto, is that you got to be you. And nobody's best to be you but yourself. You know, at the end of the day, people are always going to say something about you, whether you're doing good, whether you're doing bad, whether you're not doing nothing at all. And so you just got to have that confidence with yourself that at the end of the day, you know, you got to live your life and you got to please only two people that you got to please in this world, and you, it's you and God. And so you got to come within yourself that you just got to be yourself. And that's all you can do at the end of the day.
That's right. And with that, we're going to listen to another song called Never Give Up, and this is by OG Suicide out of Los Angeles, California. We'll be right back.
Little homies, what's good with y'all?
What's up with y'all, huh? What's good?
Can't make no shots.
I mean, you know, can't give up, though. You got to keep trying, you know. Practice makes perfect. You know, that's for all y'all. You know what I mean? Just, you know, stay focused. Don't give up. You know, never give up. No matter what it is in life, you can't give up on anything. That's real. You know what I mean? So just keep your shot going. All y'all, you know.
Okay.
I look forward to coming to the game one day. NBA, man. I'm trying to see y'all there.
Yeah.
All right? Okay, loved ones. Y'all be good, all right? I just came to check on y'all.
That's
all
right.
No matter what it is in life that you want, you gotta go out there and get it. Don't let it keep you asleep but a dream.
Never give up
on your goals, stay focused on you. Focus your view, succeed, cause I'm hoping you do. Keep climbing up the ladder, cause the key to success. Go hard and go home, never settle for less. Life is stress, but we gotta deal with it, homie. Send a prayer to the man to put a shield on it. Work hard for what you get, appreciate what you got. You can always improve, just don't stop. Go ahead for your dream to achieve in your life. Take a chance like rolling the dice. It won't come to you, so you gotta go get it. At the end of the day, add up the digits. Miss Price used to say, if there's a will, there's a way. So I live by it. And to this very day, I kept on mashing and I never gave up. Me believing in myself is the way I came up.
September the 14th, 2013, it's the Streets Don't Love You Back Domestic Violence Awareness Day. Our goal is to educate our youth about the dangers of gang violence, drugs, abuse, and that there are many alternatives to street life. This day is to network, helping others against the abuse. The Streets Don't Love You Back movement help and educate all year round. We will be collecting clothes, jackets, blankets, underwear, socks, backpack, and hygiene products for the domestic violence shelters. Please let us know if we have to pick up, or you can send your donations to P.O. Box 1093, Maricopa, Arizona 85139. That's P.O. Box 1093, Maricopa, Arizona 85139. The Streets Don't Love You Back Domestic Violence Awareness Day. This September the 14th, 2013. The walk starts 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., starting at the top level boxing gym. It's the Streets Don't Love You Back Domestic Violence Awareness Day, September the 14th, 2013. Sponsored by the Streets Don't Love You Back Movement, Youth Block, the top level boxing gym, the Phoenix Boys and Girls Center, the Black Information Highway, and JCS 2364.
Hey, hey, welcome back to the Streets Don't Love You Back, hottest radio show worldwide. And we still here live with the one and only, the young lady who inspires others around the world. And we just sitting here vibing with her tonight, and we want to get right back with her. And we just loving all the great things you're doing. And like I said, I'm just amazed and happy, you know, for you. You're a young lady, but you're a focused young lady, and you got your focus on very strong. And I think that's what a lot of our youth need is focus, determination, and somebody just say you're doing a great job and that you can do it. You know, I think sometimes that's helped more than you trying to tear somebody down, you know. So we're going to put you back on the mic, and we're going to continue.
All right, Ms. Ebony, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. So tell us a little bit more about your programs. You're going to be doing something called Rock the Mic. What are you guys going to be doing with that?
You know, right, we don't do You Speak Out. We want to do different events because one of the things that we do focus on entertainment. The reason why we focus on that because we believe that entertainment has a huge impact, you know, on the violence, because you see a lot of rappers like maybe Lil Wayne and all of them, they promote violence. And so the youth model what they see. So they see their favorite rapper or favorite singer, you know, do something crazy or talk about violence and talk about shooting all day. That's what they're going to do. And so what we want to do is kind of change it and flip it and do a lot of positive events, positive entertainment-based events. Such as, you know, Rock the Mic. And Rock the Mic is basically an open mic where we allow the youth to come out and showcase their talents with their peers, but to also network and to also have, you know, events and places where they could come out to and just have a positive atmosphere. You know, they don't have to worry about nothing negative happening, no fighting, but we just want to have programs such as that or events such as that that we could just lie, you know, provide a positive atmosphere, but, you know, allow the youth to just showcase their talent. Just, you know, I think that's what the youth want to do. They just want to showcase their talent, just to show everybody what they have and what they have to offer. And so we definitely want to provide that platform for them. So we do a lot of, we're going to do a lot of talent showcases and different things like that, just so the youth can have, you know, a platform where, or a place where they could, you know, showcase their talents and, you know, show people that what they can do and what they can offer.
All right. Well, and, you know, kids always want to belong to something or belong somewhere, and a lot of them that feel left out and neglected, a lot of them are the ones that turn to the gangs for, you know, affirmation and turn to the drugs and the alcohol and different things like that. So if you have something that you can belong to and feel good about, you know, there's a lot of good kids out there, and a lot of them are just getting sidetracked. And just like you said, by the entertainment, by the gangster rap music and by the television shows, you know, there's so much sex and violence and the video games. It's all sex and violence and shooting and killing. And, you know, these kids have to understand that, you know, TV, they're just acting. in real life, people die. People don't come back. And
right.
So, you know, these kids have to understand the difference, you know, between that. And, you know, and like you said, if there's something positive that they can get involved with, you know, and feel good about themselves, then more likely they'll do that.
Exactly. I believe, like I said, you know, I have that positive outlet. You know, my parents grew me up in a Christian background, and they put me in things. Like, I didn't have a choice. You know, I didn't have a choice but to go to choir rehearsal. I didn't have a choice but to do this. They put me in things so it keep me focused on what I need to be focused on. You know, and now, you know, a lot of youth and young adults or teens, especially the high school students, where it's mainly targeted, you know, they don't have parents that making them go to, you know, basketball practice, making them go to school, making them come on study, making them, they just allow them to do whatever. And I just think that is also key. I mean, if you don't have nobody in the background pushing you and making, not force you, but telling you and trying to guide you in the right direction, you know, it's more likely you'd be lost and be sidetracked. So I just think that's key, too. You have to have somebody in your ear, somebody right there by your side saying, no, you have to do this. No, that's the wrong way. Let me show you what the right way is. And so I definitely had that push. You know, you definitely got to have that push. You got to have that adult or somebody older than you, wiser than you, to show you that. But like I said, a lot of, especially the kids in Chicago, they don't have that, you know.
Right.
Somebody to push them, you know.
You know, and yeah, like you said, they don't always have mom and dad, but, if, you know,
right.
if they, you know, and the other parents a lot of times, you know, are working so hard to try to take care of them that they're not home a lot and they don't spend a lot of time with them because they're trying to just get by and provide.
Right.
You know, but if you don't have a parent that you can turn to somebody at school, a teacher, find a mentor, find somebody older that you can get advice from. And try to learn the positive things from people. You don't have to stay down. You don't have to get involved in gangs and drugs and violence. You know, you go to school and get your education and look online, but look at the positive things. Read, educate yourself. And there's so many different things that you can learn. You know, it does have its positive and its negative as well, but there are so many things that you can learn through the computer.
Right.
You know, we tell kids you can even start your own business online. You don't have to, you know, sell drugs. You can open your PayPal account and sell anything you want to online nowadays, you know?
Right. You know, I think that is key. I think we have more resources now than it was like 10 years ago. I mean, the Internet, I mean, you could do anything on the Internet. You could find anything, how to find your own business, how to do this, how to do that. You know, quickly just typing it in Google, you know,
exactly.
And you can set your own business, like do, like you said, PayPal, and just say you want to sell T-shirts. You could just do your little website and put your pictures of T-shirts and connect your PayPal. There you go. So, I mean, it's
go.
So everything is right there. And just we're not being taught how to really fully use it to our advantage, you know.
Right.
Are we going there, like, we go in there and watch YouTube. Or watch people fight on Facebook. You know, that's
exactly.
What we entertained by. But we're not, you know, I live in a lazy generation because that's what we are. We really don't want to work for anything. We just want people to give it to us. And that's the truth, you know.
That is true, and they want it right now.
Yeah. We want it right now. We don't want to read. We don't want to look it up or research. We just want it right now. Somebody give it to us. So that's, we live in a lazy generation, you know.
A fast food society. Everybody wants it right now.
Yeah.
You know, they forget about the good old-fashioned work for what you get, and you appreciate it more, you know.
Oh, no, that's not even happening, you know. That's not even happening no more. You know, work for her. They don't want to work for anything. You know, they ready. You know, and that's the truth. I mean, take the easy way out. And people, and that's why a lot of, you know, especially young males, think they can sell drugs. They think that's the easy way out. Instead of going in and actually research and doing it the right way, they won't do that. Like I said, we're lazy. we don't want to use our minds. We don't want to think, you know.
Right.
And, yeah, so.
Yeah, for kids that think that drugs is the easy way out, I'll let Rob tell his little story. he grew up in Detroit, you know, and as a young kid got caught up. So I'm going to pass the mic to him.
Yeah, I'm definitely paying you close attention. You know, for a lot of these kids, they get involved with their life, but one thing a lot of them miss is that, you know, they make money, but they don't invest in themselves, you know? And that's one thing I think a lot of hustlers forget. You know, they live for right now. You know what I'm saying? And,
right.
You know, when you invest in yourself, you know, you might not see your investment right away, you know, but the bottom line is that you have already done invested money in your own future, and it don't come right away, you know. And at least if you called yourself a hustler or whatever and you invested in yourself, you know, and you're not selling drugs no more and gangbanging and trying to be a thug, whatever you invest in yourself is going to eventually pay off down the stretch because that's yours now, you know. And none of these hustlers look at it like that, you know. Once again, they look at the right here and now thing, you know. I'd rather be, you know what I mean, broke in my pocket. But if I've seen that I done invested thousands of dollars in myself and I know down the stretch that the money coming slow but sure, I'd rather take that, you know what I mean, because at the end of the day, that's all me, you know. And these cats don't think like that, man. And it's just unreal how these cats think nowadays. I have to sometimes shake my head because it ain't like nobody even making millions of dollars now. You know what I mean? They standing on the corner for nothing. You know what I mean? And like you said, it's a global hustle out here now. You know, you can get on the internet, start your PayPal account. You can sell socks, drawers, T-shirts, hats. You know, now you can even make your own gym shoes. So I mean, it's a global hustle out here now, you know. So that eliminates trying to be a thug and all of that, you know. And I think a lot of these cats look at too much of TV and all of that when it comes to everybody want to ride a Bentley and all of that, man. I'd rather have money in my pocket than be thinking about a Bentley because you can't eat no Bentley and sleep it now. You feel me? So, you know, everybody got the game backwards, but with young ladies like you and people in your organization and other people around the world that think like minds, I mean, we'll make a difference out here. You know, we can't help the world, but we can help those who want to be helped, you know?
Right. You know, I definitely agree with that. You know, it takes like-minded people that's really serious and get the cause in heart. You know, you got to definitely want to be down for the cause, but definitely have it at heart. Because when you have it at heart, you know, you're going to keep going until you see some type of change. You know, like I said, you can't help everybody because everybody don't want to be helped, unfortunately.
Oh,
but,
no.
Look, if you could touch one person, I feel like you did something.
Right,
you know,
right. And, you know, my motto is that, you know, I pray for the ones that don't want to listen right now and pray that they listen down the stretch or they live to listen down the stretch, you know. And I pay attention to the ones who's sitting at the table in the class ready to pay attention and ready to move forward. That's why I put my attention at, you know, because that's the positive energy that you're putting in and you're helping somebody move forward, you know. So I think if we all think like that, I think we all won't waste our time so much on people that don't want no help, you know. And when they're ready for help, if God bless them to live, you know what I mean, to tell their story, well, then the door's open for you to get help. But as of right now, we're not going to be concentrating on the non-want to help us. We're going to concentrate on the ones that's ready to go to the finish line, you know. And I'm speaking that to everybody who's listening at the radio show tonight, you know what I mean? If you really don't want help, don't waste people's time. Go ahead and do what you do. And, you know, when you're ready for help, if God bless you to live, to tell your message, because many don't live to tell their testimony, you know, then the door is open for you. But nobody is on the back and forth game, you know. When you're ready, the door is always open for you, you know, to do right. But you got to come already ready to do right, man. Nobody had time for the back and forth and up and down and all that, man. Life too short for that, you know.
Right.
So when you come into the gates, just be ready to move forward, man, and, you know, do what got to be did, you know. And we just want to say we always here, and we don't go to another commercial, and then we're going to come back with this great young lady that's inspiring us tonight, you know. Already messed up.
Coming this September the 14th, 2013, it's the Streets Don't Love You Back Domestic Violence Awareness Day. Our goal is to educate our youth about the dangers of gang violence, drugs, abuse, and that there are many alternatives to street life. This day is to network, helping others against the abuse. The Streets Don't Love You Back movement help and educate all year round. We will be collecting clothes, jackets, blankets, underwear, socks, backpack, and hygiene products for the domestic violence shelters. Please let us know if we have to pick up. Or you can send your donations to P.O. Box 1093, Maricopa, Arizona, 85139. That's P.O. Box 1093, Maricopa, Arizona, 85139. The Streets Don't Love You Back Domestic Violence Awareness Day. This September the 14th, 2013. The walk starts 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., starting at the top level boxing gym. It's the Streets Don't Love You Back Domestic Violence Awareness Day, September the 14th, 2013. Sponsored by the Streets Don't Love You Back Movement, Youth Block, the top level boxing gym, the Phoenix Boys and Girls Center, the Black Information Highway, and JCS 2364.
All right, so if you want to get involved in that domestic violence awareness walk in September, please contact us. And we'd love your help, and we'd love for you all to be there. Back to Ebony. I thought I saw something on Facebook the other day. Did you win an award?
Yeah, I got actually nominated for the Praise Factor People Choice Award, and that's basically for a Christian contemporary artist. So I just got nominated for that, which is a blessing within itself. It's also a blessing when people, you know, recognize your music, but recognize, you know, the message in it. So I definitely thank God for that, just being nominated for it, because there's a lot of talented and, you know, gifted musicians and artists out, but just to, you know, be nominated, just to be recognized, it's just a blessing within itself.
Yeah, that's awesome. I saw that and I was like, oh my gosh, that is too cool. Well, congratulations.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. All right, well, why don't you give out your website for all of your different organizations and where also they can find that new hot single?
Okay, my personal website is www.ebony-arch.com. Again, that's www.ebony-archer.com, and that's my personal website. You can keep up with the upcoming performances, tours, when the new music releases and everything, my bio, if you want to learn more about me, you can visit that website. You can also purchase my new single, which is God Believe in Me, on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, and all the rest of the digital outlets. If you want to learn more about the organization you speak out, you could check us out at our website at www.youspeakout.net. Again, that's www.youspeakout.net. And there you can find out more about the organization, what we've done in the past, what we're about to do, the different events. And also you can watch our TV show there online through our website as well. And also if you want to learn more about the Stop the Violence campaign, that website is www.thestoptheviolencecampaign.com, and there you can also see the different events and the different things that we're doing in the community to stop the violence here in Chicago.
All right. Well, we appreciate you coming on, and we appreciate all that you do, and we definitely know that, you know, the violence needs to stop, and especially in Chicago, but everywhere. So, you know, we give you a big shout out for all that you're doing to make a difference in your community. And I'm going to give Rob the mic for his last words here in a minute. Before we do that, do you have any last shout outs, Ebony?
Just a shout out to everybody that's listening to the show. And just, you know, shout out to everyone that's making a difference. I just want to let you know that just to keep on keeping on. Don't be discouraged. Be encouraged. Continue to strive. Continue to live life to the fullest, but to continue to live fulfilling the purpose that God has for you.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, I just want to give a shout-out to everybody for tuning in tonight. And if you have not got both of my books yet, The Streets Don't Love You Back and Never Hit a Woman, you can go to www.thestreetsdon'tloveyouback.name.com. And if you have not got that Streets Don't Love You Back single, that's all over the world. You know, iTunes, everywhere. Let's Google The Streets Don't Love You Back. And don't forget our domestic violence walk September 14th. And don't forget we have our summer line closed out as well. You can log on to the website on our store page and check out all our summer clothes that's in. And we just want to say always remember that the streets don't love you back. And always be willing to reach out and help someone that's trying to get help. Without that being said, I just want to thank everybody once again. And I want to thank my stepson and my daughter-in-law today. We went out in Phoenix, my wife as well, and we fed the homeless for the 4th of July. And we've been doing that for the homeless for many, many years back east. And now we're doing it here in Phoenix, Arizona as well now. So we'll continue tradition on helping the homeless and anybody that's ready to be helped. So with that being said and done, we'd just like to thank everybody that supports our movement. God bless.
All right. And I just want to thank you one last time, Ebony, for coming on and sharing a part of your life and a little bit about what you're doing. And once again, you know, a big shout out to all that you're doing. Keep up the good job.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And we just want to let you know, we want to say happy 4th of July, first of all, but we also want to remind you, you know, keep those guns put away. There's no reason to go out shooting tonight, tomorrow night, or the next night. You know, put the guns away. Don't hurt any innocent people just because you want to go out and shoot off the gun for 4th of July. Enjoy the holiday. Enjoy the fireworks. Enjoy being with family. And be safe. And, oh, Rob has one more last word. Hang on.
I couldn't forget this. Me and my wife want to send a big shout-out to Snoop Dogg, a.k.a. Snoop Lion Mother, Miss Beverly Green, who lost her sister the other day. And we just want to give a big condolence to Snoop's whole family and his mother, Beverly Green, Evangelist Beverly Green, and her manager, Marvin, and the whole family. So we just want to give a big shout-out to the family and let the family know that you're all in our prayers, and we're here. God bless.
All right. We're going to go out with a song tonight from another young lady that we know very well in Cincinnati. We call her our niece. And this is 6-year-old Jada singing the hook with her dad. So check it out. Have a great week and join us back here next Wednesday night.
I want to say thank you to the Streets Don't Love You Back. This is a song that I did with my dad. It's about never giving up. My name is Jada, and this is my new song, Bring Up the Lights.
Raise time, we want more than getting by. We want since my mama died. Had to figure out a way, it made me wise for my time. You can't fly to the ground, but shine without trying. If I fall in, I'ma get it treated like this thing is mine. Another day that you know won't be fair. You ain't be scared, you gotta take a chance sometime. Just go over to a take a hand, say, girl, you're gonna be mine. Cause time is on your side, but only if you hop. So what you somewhere handicapped, Jackie, can't just stop. Cause it might be your last lap around the oval track. You never know when it's time to go, so you need to go get that build up momentum. If it's needed, second on new, you better read it. If you believe it and you read the book, then I suggest you heed it. Pay attention and listen so you relate to relativity. If it's your business, be busy. Flexibility, how I'm saying what is it? Man, a machine, dirty or clean. Tell them both don't come too close. Now things ain't always what they seem. Is it a dream or reality? You never quite know what me. It's a secret of life. City that you won't go be the same. You can't stop me, you can see it in my eyes.
I'm gonna make it, you gon' see it.